In a world where absolutely nothing makes sense, you've come to the right place for answers to life's deepest questions. The Well, What the Fuck Podcast. Here's your hosts, Cree and John.
John.
Well, hello.
Hey, it's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Yes, and just a reminder to our audience that we record this over video, so we actually do get to see each other.
And you guys are saved from all of that. You just have to listen to us.
Yeah, you really are. So I'm curious to know, what is the first social media platform you signed up for? And I'm not talking about like old chat rooms or like back in the AOL days, because let's face it, we're old now.
We're old. It's true.
Yeah.
I think I predate computers. I think the first social media thing that I would consider, looking back on it, I don't think it was considered social media at the time, but MySpace is probably where I start.
I think that's social media.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I remember when we were at TSS and like all of us were just making custom pages and like who's in your top nine or whatever. Oh, geez. So stupid.
Yeah. Picking your music for your page.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was very Yahoo website builder-ish for sure.
Sure. For sure.
Yes.
You know, I find it funny because now if you were to find a web page that had automatically playing audio, like you're just like, well, there's a website I'm never visiting ever.
I know. How is that popular?
I don't know.
Right.
I feel like I spend half my life talking clients out of having autoplay audio on their sites. So, yeah. Boy, how about you? MySpace or previous?
I was on Friendster.
Okay.
I think Friendster was just before MySpace. And once MySpace blew up, Friendster was history.
Right,
pretty
right.
Much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think I had a Friendster account, but to say that I was quote unquote on Friendster is really overselling it.
Mm-hmm.
It just was never a thing. And I think part of it also has to do with what you were trying to get out of it. So like with MySpace, we had friends who were like big time into like finding new music, and that was definitely a way that people were doing that back in the day. That's really not, That didn't really hold a lot of value for me. But for me, it was just nerding it up with my friends at work. That's all that was for me. So Friendster never really, that would have never had a chance with me. But MySpace was, I mean, that was a lot of fun. We had a ton of fun and we spent way too many work hours, messing with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Prior to MySpace, I had my own website. I think I was on Tumblr for a while. I can't remember where all this falls in the timeline of life.
Right.
But I used to travel a lot. So I would kind of post my travel journey so that my family could visit my website and kind of see what I was up to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then MySpace came around and everybody signed up for MySpace. And then it made it cool because you could leave comments and you know, do all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Do you remember when we used to choose profile pictures for each other?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yes, I do. And, you know, normally that wouldn't be that big of a deal, especially back then, because it's not like people were posting every single thing that they did online. That wasn't happening then. So, but we were in a group of, it was a fairly sizable group where we would go and have parties where there may have been a fair amount of alcohol, I think that's safe to say.
And shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
All good-natured fun, folks.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But maybe they shouldn't be your profile photo. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is when, I mean, I wonder how many users are on Facebook now.
Oh, geez.
I mean, just like a mind-blowing amount of people.
Billions.
We're talking about a time when it was kind of still pretty innocent. There were no ads on MySpace. Like, right. I think you could set your profile to private I don't think that you, you know, had to have your info out there and accessible. It's a different story now, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, like, I would say that the idea of privacy online is just completely false. Like, if you put it online, I don't care if you think it's private or whatnot. It's not. It's not private.
I'm grateful this was not around when I was growing up. Jesus. Could you imagine?
No. No, and I don't want to. Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, forget right? that crap. But so after MySpace, you know, one of the big ones that kind of really ramped through our crew was, I mean, it started off with Gowalla, which was the predecessor. They ended up getting bought by Foursquare, but the check-in, like checking in was just huge. You left the house? Great. Where did you go?
Yeah. Well, it was reward-based.
Yeah.
So, you know, then the number of places that you checked into, and then you could basically follow someone's timeline.
Yeah.
And we had a friend that went crazy about Gowalla. He got a Gowalla license plate.
Yeah. And I know that you're listening too. So we remember that stuff, buddy.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to be the poster child of Gowalla. And he went all out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a company that it should have been bought out by like a Facebook.
Yeah.
But they just stole the idea instead.
Right, exactly. You know, actually, we had another friend who had Twitter as their license plate back in the day.
We did?
You know, I'm not sure if you knew her. I think I knew her through a different set of folks, but yeah.
Man. I mean, we're talking about a Nevada or like a state license plate. So you're not like competing with everybody in the country, but that's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this was early on too. So, it's not like you were going out to try to get that now, which would be, I'm sure, impossible. So,
yeah. Yeah. So I think it's been 10 years now since. So Facebook was around before Twitter, but Facebook, if you remember, was only like on college campuses to start.
Right.
I had a friend who had it, and I was, you know, everybody was on MySpace at the time, so I didn't have an account. But I think it's been about 10 years now. So 10 years of our lives are on Facebook and Twitter at this point.
Actually, so this is one of the things that we're going to talk about today. Our main topic here is Facebook memories. And one of the things that it tells you is how long you have been friends with somebody. And I think I recently just saw one roll through that was 11 years.
Wow. How does that happen?
I don't know. I guess it's just don't die is how it ends up eventually happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
But yeah, 11 years. And I find that very interesting. Just so much has changed in 11 years, like just in my life, not, you know, obviously globally for sure, but yeah, just, I just trying to think of all of the different things that are different, you know, where I worked and what I was interested in and all of those different things. And so the Facebook memories are a very, very interesting thing. And a little bit of a snapshot point in time, that are fun. I find them fun.
That's a good word for that.
Yeah. Maybe air quotes too, I guess.
I think it depends.
Yeah.
And also, so I realize we're talking about Facebook memories, but another thing is birthdays. Like that's been around since day one. And so, you know, you have those integrated with your memories too.
Those
are the things that pop up, you know, and kind of remind you of life happenings.
So I have a great story about Facebook.
That way, turkey. Made you look.
A couple years back, I guess now, Facebook introduced the opportunity to, instead of unfriending somebody, you can just unfollow them. Mm-hmm. And that was big because sometimes, especially right around like election time, stuff like that. I have some friends who just won't shut up about politics, and I just don't care. I don't care if you are on the side that I'm for or the side that I'm against, too much of any of that. And I'm just like, I don't need to hear this. And I would feel really bad going, but I mean, I do like that person. So I don't really want to unfriend them, but being able to unfollow them, oh, so glorious.
I think that's the one of the biggest cop-out upgrades that Facebook has ever done. And this is really just to avoid those conversations of having to have with people that you unfriend, right? It's that, it's funny. It's that drama right. associated with it.
Well, here's the thing and why it's important. So Facebook doesn't want you to unfriend people because have you ever been having a conversation with somebody and they tell you, like you're at a party and you're not, neither of you are online, you're at a party and somebody says, oh, hey, I just was, I just bought this, this really cool new dress and blah, 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 whatever. And then you go home and you hop onto Facebook and you see an ad for that dress. You're like,
yep.
What the fuck, Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, freaky. Right. Now, here's the thing. You think that you are seeing that because Facebook is listening to you, but that's not the way the algorithm works. The way it works is you are friends and your friend has done a shitload of online searches about this particular thing. And because you're friends and now you and her both checked in at the same place, Facebook says, this person very well likely also could be interested in this thing. I'm going to show them an ad for that thing. That's why the unfollow was so important, because if you didn't like somebody, or not that you didn't like them, if you didn't like them, that's fine. Just unfriend the fucker and be done with it.
Right.
But if you were to unfollow them, you still have those connections. So you could still end up in those same spots, same check-ins. And then that way they could continue to advertise stuff that you are, you know, in the same universe likely gonna like.
Yeah, it's all a test, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're probably not doing it to all your friends, but they'll sprinkle them into the algorithm.
For sure.
And, you know, there's microphones on our phones and okay. now in our homes. I mean, there might be a little listening.
Zuckerberg, if you're listening.
Yeah. I mean, there's no regulations against that. There are no laws against this stuff right now.
Yeah.
So, well, who knows, but.
Yeah. You know, it's we're a little bit off topic, but I'm going to just I'm gonna keep running with it because I find this stuff really super interesting, which is people who complain about, I would never have Amazon Alexa in my house. You have a motherfucking smartphone, you asshole.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's doing the same thing.
Yeah. And it is everywhere with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
So now tie all of that back to the very beginning when we were talking about Gowalla and Foursquare. So at the very early on, you were basically telling these people what your day was like and where you were at. Click, click, click. I checked in here. I checked in there. I checked in there. I checked in there. What do you think they're doing with that? I mean, they're not doing that for their health. Yeah, they had advertisers on there that, you know, but it would be very easy for somebody to go, hey, this guy checked in at Buffalo Wild Wings 4,000 times this month. Maybe, hey, Buffalo Wild Wings, I know a whole bunch of people that I can advertise for you directly.
And wouldn't it be really scary if they started giving you Facebook reminders about those little things?
How long it's been since you've been to, hey, you haven't been to Buffalo Wild Wings in a while. That sounds yeah. good, doesn't it?
Or like, it's been 4 years since you connected with so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be scary. Yep. They could do it. Oh,
of course they could. The data's there. Mm-hmm. The data is there for sure. So Foursquare, I think, ended up getting bought by Swarm. Or turned into Swarm or whatever. And I had a really interesting thing happen with that particular app. A couple of years ago, I hurt my back. And at the time when I hurt my back, I was working out all the time. 6 days a week I was working out. And I went from working out 6 days a week to being laid up in bed. And I don't know about you, but you know when you're on your phone and you open the phone, it's got like the little numbers on each of the little boxes or a little red dot. It's like, oh, hey, look, there's activity on this thing. I kind of have to go and figure out what those are and then go clear them out. So even if it's just nonsense, I'll just go and click it, whatever. And that app, Swarm, Foursquare, was one of the biggest things that was driving my depression, because I would open up my phone and I would see that little number. Oh, notifications on Swarm. Okay, I better go take a look. And I would click on it, and all it was a list of all of my friends going out and doing different things.
That's horrible.
Right? And here I was stuck in bed and I couldn't do anything.
That is a total mind fuck.
Right? I didn't realize it right away. And so I'm like, oh, okay, you know, there's the thing. And then the next day, more notifications. Oh, okay, go and clear them. Go and clear them. Go and clear them. Go and clear them. And then like day after day after day of watching all these friends going out to eat and going out to party and going out to do this and that and the other, I'm like, I have to delete this thing. It was absolutely destroying me.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, and is Swarm still around? Because that's a bad idea.
I have it. I'm still. You really? Which is funny because I think the only time I ever check in on it is like when I'm at a conference. Because if I go to a conference, a lot of times like I'll go to lunch with a group of people or I'll go out to dinner with people, and invariably somebody in the group will go and they'll check in. And when you go to do a check-in, like with a group, you could be like, oh, I'm also with John and I'm with Cree and I'm with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And guess what it does? Oh, it notifies me because I'm tagged in it now. So when I go to conferences, I have like a little bit of a spike in my usage, and then it just flattens right back out to, I never use the stupid thing.
Right. You know, that reminds me, I think Facebook had this for a little while where it would send you a notification if a friend was near you.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
No, and I don't think that lasted very long.
Yeah, because it's fucking creepy.
Well, like, all of this is kind of a human experiment.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, sure. I mean, they're just pushing out new ideas to see. I think on Instagram right now, in Canada, you cannot like a photo. They've turned that functionality off. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
That makes some sense.
I don't know.
What's going on, Canada?
Seriously. What's going on in Facebook? Because Facebook now owns Instagram.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And yeah, social media is crazy, crazy, crazy. But there is a, you know, back to Facebook memories, that is a pretty cool feature.
I have a real love-hate relationship with the Facebook memories. Again, 11 years-ish, let's say, that I've been on the platform. And even though that they didn't have that feature back then, obviously everything is still date stamped. So, you know, you get these midweek things where all of a sudden you just get to like this little snapshot of the past 10 years, you know, something from a year ago, something from 5 years ago, something from 7 years ago. And it can be a real mixed bag of stuff. But, you know, we have kids who are now older. And so it is very much an entertaining thing to see, especially around all of their birthdays and whatnot, like new different things. And then the graduation and things like that. So I love that aspect of it. Just kind of like seeing my kids at different points over the past 10 or so years. So I find that part a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun when you get those memories of like fun times you had or travels or all the crazy stuff you forget about.
So, you know, the interesting thing is the travel ones, I don't know if I consider those 100% positive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, it should be a super fun memory. And it is, obviously. You had a good time on the thing. But if you're stuck at work and you're like, oh, shit. Like, I'm just...
Oh, that's true.
I'm in no place to, like, go and take another vacation. Like, our... when we all went to Jamaica over Thanksgiving, like that was so much fun. It was such a blast, but you know, that's not how most Thanksgivings are. Most Thanksgivings are, you know, being at home, doing a shit ton of work, putting together a big meal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, good and bad.
Yeah. So Facebook memories is the reason why I have had to go back into the last 10 years and like delete old photos of exes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I don't need to be reminded of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really great point. I don't have that issue.
You do not, no.
I don't. But yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought of that.
Like, which is kind of weird because I don't, you know, I don't have any shame in who I've dated before. Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Right.
But, it's happened.
But I relive it every time.
Yeah, like, but there was a few years there. I had a string of, you know, one bad relationship after another.
Yeah.
And yeah, they would pop up in my Facebook memories. And like, yeah. So I did. I had to go back in and delete like old photos.
So did you delete the photos or did you have to go delete the posts or how did that work?
I just deleted the photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that kind of did the trick?
I think so. Well, I've been in the same relationship for 7 years now.
Right.
But yeah.
So one of the things that about Facebook memories that is the big time punch in the gut is the anniversary of when like our pet died, we have two of them now that that have died, you know, in the time of Facebook. So, you know, doing a blog post about your dog no longer being with you, or even like just those memories, just getting a Facebook memory of your dog when he was there, like doing something stupid. Now, I like those because for me, I find those entertaining that the dog is just doing something completely dumb because that's what that dog did. But yeah, like when on the day when he, you know, passed away and then we posted about it. And so now every year when that happens, I get to wake up to that. And it's just like, oh,
you get that. You get that reminder?
Oh, yeah.
I just got one the other day of my dog. So one has since passed. And the other one, her face is all gray now. She's an old lady. So it was one when she was younger.
Yeah.
And then like my first pet ever was the one who had passed away.
Oh.
And it's just crazy the emotion that social media can invoke.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
I mean, there's... I've never had anything come up though on the day of something really, really bad happening, but that's happening for you.
Oh yeah. So where even worse than pets is in January when I'm now getting the reminders of, so my mom 2 years ago passed away and Facebook is, so one thing that, so my mom was in the hospital. And she was in the hospital for a week. The first week while she was in the hospital, it was everybody trying to make her better. But we have family near and far. And so what would happen is we would get text messages. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And it's hard to keep up sending full-blown text messages that are like, especially when there's a lot of medical stuff happening, it's hard to put all of that into a text message and then like make sure that everybody in the family got a version of it, you know? So, you know, what's an easier way of doing that? Mm. Oh, you write it and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during the month of January, there is this interesting little story arc, which is the first week of us trying to get mom better. And then there's the second week where it's the opposite and us coming to the realization that it's not going to happen. And then finally, she passes.
Man, and I remember seeing those posts when that was happening. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine you seeing those. And that's kind of like right around the holidays, the beginning of the year. Oh, man.
So on the one-year anniversary, what I had done was when the very first one popped up, I took a Facebook sabbatical. I'm just like, peace out. I just shut down I took it off my phone. And, you know, that's a hard one too, because how many different accounts for websites or apps do you have where you've used Facebook as your mechanism for signing up? So if Facebook isn't on your phone, now you can't log into some apps.
Yeah, they have it all intermingled in a really awful way, yeah, which is a whole other conversation because I manage multiple business Facebook pages too. Yeah. So, yeah, I tried to do the same thing and I went to do a Facebook Live on a business page and it turns out you need the Facebook app to do it.
Oh.
So I had to put it back on my phone.
Right. So I ended up leaving it on the phone, but I just went into like the notifications setting. What I did was I moved the icon off of the first screen and moved it down to like the sixth screen. So like to get to it was like swipe, 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 swipe. Like you really had to work at it. So I never would see the little red dot. And then I shut off all of the notifications. So it wouldn't no notifications whatsoever to my phone. So like those types of memories. And this is going back to the whole Facebook conspiracy conversation. You know, they talk about how, you know, Facebook limits the stuff that you see. They totally control what you see. And they do very much have the capability of controlling your mood. They can show you nothing but a bunch of small puppy dogs running around being cute. Or they can show you nothing but political stuff or whatever the hell they want. So they can filter all of that shit and they can control the way that people are feeling. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And it's all, I mean, it's pay to play on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, for those who don't know what that term means, is if you own a business and you want your, anybody, there's no point in having people like your Facebook page anymore.
No.
In all honesty, unless you want to target them in an ad.
Yeah.
You know, you can target like the people who like your page. But
But even if you were to do that, you're only getting a percentage of the people. Like just because you posted to your page doesn't mean automatically, even if you're paying, that everybody is going to get it. It starts off at like some crazy, like 18% of the people would see it. And then if you pay more, it goes up to like 36.
Ugh. So my question is, if Facebook can do that, then why aren't they seeing certain, I don't know, phrases or keywords that you're using in posts to know that maybe they shouldn't be bringing up these types of memories?
Oh my God. You just reminded me of something. Talk about a gut punch. It was exactly that conversation where it was a lady who, her baby was stillborn is what happened. And yeah. So what was going on was, you know, leading up to it, there's conversations about the baby shower and about, you know, all the early stuff going on, baby shower, blah, blah, blah. And then after after there was no baby, Facebook is still sending her messages and sending her ads along the lines of, hey, it's been, you know, your baby's a month, so now you should be doing this, and then your baby's this old, and, you know, you should be seeing this type of stuff. And so just, you're right. They should be able to see the fact that after this woman had all these issues, her search history is no longer car seats and baby formula and diapers, etc., but it's medical this, recovering from that, dealing with this, dealing with that, and then either show appropriate ads or, hear me out, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, turn it off. Turn it off. Anything off.
Yeah.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah.
So what is your thought about, because I know people who have also passed away themselves.
Oh yeah.
My uncle, I've had a couple of childhood friends who have passed away. And their Facebook account is still out there.
My mom's, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah. My uncle passed away a few years ago and someone hacked into his account and started sending messages from his account and then like tagging, you know, all of his close friends. And to be able to change his password or figure out how to stop that from happening, it took a couple weeks because you have to report it. And then it's got to go through, you know, whatever Facebook's process is to deal with something like that. But
yeah. So Facebook does have the capability of doing a, like turning somebody's page into a memorial page. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to, like somebody in the family has to reach out to Facebook, and there's a process for it, and it's not actually that much of a lot. It's not that much hoop jumping, really. It's not a little bit, but not a terrible amount. So it's funny because my mom does have she has a Facebook account, and my sister has the login information. And I got a call from my sister one day saying, hey, just so you know, I need to get something off of mom's Facebook. So I'm going to be logging in. And what she was doing was she was telling me ahead of time because she didn't want me to be like on Facebook and it saying like, Cheryl Hawkins is online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, so I thought that, well, first off, I mean, it was just my sister being super respectful and thoughtful. Yeah,
which great was, foresight on her part.
Right. And I don't know that I would have even thought to do that. I'd be like, oh, I got to get this thing. I'll just log in. I'll do this thing. And then somebody else was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the other things, my mom had changed her profile picture to a picture of her granddaughter. No, her great granddaughter. Sorry. And so when she passed away, that's what her profile picture is. So that's still her profile picture.
I know where you're going with this.
So I don't know. I find it a little odd. It's just a little weird. And like on one side, I want my sister to like log in and change it and have it be a picture of my mom. And on the other side, I don't. And I don't think she's switched it to be a memorial account yet. And now we're talking like it's, you know, 2+ years. So I don't know. It's weird. I think it's definitely the right thing to do, but like, I'll be honest with you. I'll log in to Facebook Messenger and I'll just go back and scroll through like my mom's and my chat. So, which was always very weird. The interesting thing is like right towards the end, she was having trouble with her pacemaker, which ended up having nothing to do with why she passed away. But she was supposed to have surgery to have it replaced, and she never ended up doing that. But it was just entertaining. So
Is there an option to like delete an account on Facebook?
I don't think so.
Right? Like if your sister has the login, I was just curious if that would make those memories go away.
So, you know, it's an interesting one because I will use, and I think I just did this two, 3 weeks back, or maybe a month or so back. Something came up, and I know what it was. We were at Dairy Queen, and my mom loved like the old 50-50 bars, like the, or, you know, and they've got those Dreamsicles now at Dairy Queen. And so we had gone there, and I'm like, man, this is something my mom would have just loved. So I had Chris take a picture of me, and when we got home, I went and I just posted it on my mom's wall, and I'm just like, hey, Mom, this is something I think you would have just, you know, really, really enjoyed. It was so good. And, you know, and then like other people went on there and liked it and had left a couple of comments. So I don't know. I like the fact that it's there and that I can go dip my toe into it when I want to. But maybe, and maybe this is a feature request here. Maybe it's, you know, I no longer want to receive notifications of this person in my memories.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not that here's the thing. I have other Facebook memories that come from my mom where my mom would just come to my Facebook page and she'd be like, Mommy loves you. And that's it. She'd just drive by and like leave stuff like that. And so I get those as Facebook memories too. I don't want those to go away. So I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder if over time, the stuff that's hurtful now might be a joy later on. You know, who knows? It depends on the person and the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
But to your point, you know, old relationships, you don't necessarily need those popping up. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I have people in my family where we were at their wedding and now they're not married to that person. And yet I'm getting all of these, hey, congratulations on your, wait a minute, that's not an anniversary.
Yeah. So do you love or hate Facebook memories?
Yes.
That's my answer too.
Yeah.
That's definitely my answer.
I love them. I absolutely love them. And I also hate them. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, everybody who's listening? What is your craziest Facebook memory story?
And
there's got to be some good ones out there.
Oh, we know some people. I mean, we know some people that used to have Gowalla as a friggin' license plate.
Yeah. So. And now I'm like, oh man, am I going to be in any of those stories?
Yeah. The answer to that is probably yes.
Probably.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. You know, when we set out these topics, I feel like we have like a general idea for what we're going to talk about and the story that we're trying to tell. And this one really went very differently for me than I thought in a big picture, but, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah. That's what happens when we get together and have a chat.
I know. We should do this again.
Yeah. Let's do it again soon.
And that's a wrap on another fine episode of the Well What the Fuck podcast. It would mean the world to us.
And by us, I mean John and Cree.
They're not paying me enough to be that invested. But as I was saying, it would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. And don't forget to head over to WellWTF.com. I'm sure they're trying to push something on you over there.
Enjoy the turkey.